Well, when my acne came back, it was very frustrating.
Take this medication and your acne will be gone.
I definitely think skincare is more of a supplement.
I do want to ask you about your situation with your relationship.
Wouldn't want to be surrounded by someone that is gonna treat me differently because of something that I can't really control, you know?
It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a very special guest. Please give a warm welcome to Ruby Martinez. Thank you so much for joining me on Loud Talk with Lavi today.
Hello, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited.
I am also so excited. So we've been mutuals on socials for a while. I've been following your acne journey and along with many others, and I'm just excited to talk to you about your journey today. And I think there's a lot of things that you kind of view a bit differently than maybe other people on social media, which I really admire, and I want to dive into that with you. First off, though, can you tell us a little bit about just you as a person, who you are? Who's Ruby, you know, out, like aside from the acne and your acne journey?
So I'm Ruby. I'm 22. I have a bachelor's degree in biology. I'm super passionate about science and research, and I reflect a little bit of that on my acne account. I love going to the gym. I love soccer. I'm very passionate about diet specifically, so that's also very showcased on my account. But I hate cooking, so it's kind of a weird mix to love to learn about food and diet, but still hate to prepare this stuff. So, yeah.
That's perfect. I love doing these interviews specifically just to get to know. I had no idea you're 22. I'm also 22, so we're the same age. I had no idea.
No way.
And yeah, that's so cool that you have a bachelor in biology, fellow STEM major here. So I like love just knowing more about people, especially I think on the internet, like we just know people for their like one niche and they have a whole life behind them. So that is so cool. Definitely reflected through your content in terms of like diet and just taking more of like a scientific approach to things, but also in a very holistic way, which I love about your journey. And wow, the whole cooking thing, I could rant about that for years. There is something about it. Like, I do not understand how people enjoy like prepping meals.
Me
It
neither.
is the most, like, in my mind. I remember when I first moved out, and I'm like, so you're telling me I have to go to the grocery store, figure out like what meals I want to make, go home, cook these meals, and then eat them after like I just spent hours like doing all the prep work. And
Yeah.
three times a day, it's too much.
I know. It's so much. And then you have to clean afterwards and like, oh my gosh, if you set up like a certain recipe schedule or like you want to try this new food, you end up buying that you end up having to throw away because you only use
Exactly.
one recipe. So it's
Yeah.
like so partially a waste of money, and it's so annoying.
Totally. And it's like when I was living alone at the time, I'd waste so much food because like either I'd eat the same thing for like 2 weeks straight, or you know, like throw out food. It was the worst. And I find by the time you're done cooking one meal, it's like almost time to start the next one.
Literally, though, that
If
is like half of my week, especially because I'm trying to use like newer recipes more often.
Exactly.
It's like it's a whole day thing. It
Yeah.
literally is a whole day thing. And I, it's yeah,
I've
I'm
always
not.
said if I could take like one pill a day that had like all my nutrients that I needed, like for my body, that'd be like the best product. I would buy that every single day because I love food. That's the difference. It's like I love food, but I just hate having to think so much about it. And I think when it comes to having acne, especially, you always have to be thinking about what you're eating. But then you don't
Yeah.
want to like take it too far where you're stressing so much about what you're eating because that can cause that. It's literally this is the most vicious cycle.
Literally, though, it is, it's, yeah, it's so crazy trying to find a balance between like eating things you want to eat, eating things that like you feel like you should be eating,
Sure.
and yeah, just feeling like you need more variety. I feel like part of my thing with cooking, I mean, I feel like if I didn't have social media, I would eat the same thing every day. Honestly, it's just I hate cooking that much. But because I feel this need to like, you know, lead by example and like help people find more recipes that they can enjoy, I feel just so like sometimes stressed about having to feel that need of needing a variety in my diet, because you know, a lot of people preach that too, like eat the rainbow and make sure
Right.
you're all different types of foods, not just like the same stuff. And that pressure just sucks. Cooking isn't fun, but it's rewarding at the end of the day. I mean,
Right.
whole journey has been based on changing my diet and like changing my lifestyle. So as much as I don't enjoy cooking, it has been super rewarding. And so at the end of the day, the benefits outweigh the, you know, the cons or like the annoyance. Yeah, I can complain about it all day, but I can't complain too much because, you
Yeah.
know.
No, that definitely, for sure. So, where did your acne journey kind of start? Because you're 22 now. So, did you have acne like growing up as a teen?
I did. My acne pretty much started when puberty did. So I've had acne since I was like 13, and it just progressively slowly got worse throughout the years. I believe I ended up like I went to the dermatologist. I've been on antibiotics. I've used the retinoids. I've used like literally any topicals that they've given me, including topical antibiotics. And all of that pretty much gave me very temporary results, because once my prescription was like filled out and I was done, my acne would come back.
Right.
And so it got to a point where I think I was maybe, I want to say like 17, I was 17, 18 years old when I went on Accutane, because nothing else had worked, obviously. And I was on Accutane for I believe 5 or 6 months, and it gave me like perfectly crystal clear skin. And I had it for 1 year and 8 months, and
Post acting.
I had the effects of Accutane, so like my skin was clear for 1 year and 8 months,
Right.
but my treatment was only 5 or 6.
Okay.
And so yeah, literally for that whole 1 year and 8 months, I thought I was never gonna have acne
Did
again.
it.
My dermatologist told me that like 30-ish percent of people never get acne again, while the other percentage they end up needing another round or whatever. So, you know, when you have 1 year of clear skin, it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm free. I was so excited. But then, you know, after 1 year and 8 months, it was January 2022, my acne started coming back. And it was unlike the acne that I had before Accutane, because before Accutane, it was slowly progressing and slowly like getting worse. But January of 2022, my acne started coming back, and it came back so fast. Like by the time May rolled around, so like li less than 6 months, my skin went from perfectly crystal clear to like all of this was just full of breakouts, and my forehead broke out. I was struggling with hormonal acne and also fungal acne, which I didn't know at the time, but now I know. And I would argue that my acne was worse after Accutane than it was before. It's insane to me. So it was really discouraging to have that taste of like perfect skin and not having to worry about it. And then all of a sudden going back to having acne again, but having it worse. Like, oh, that sucked. And at that point, I didn't want to do another round of Accutane because Accutane
Right.
is a pretty strong medication. So yeah, that's pretty much been my journey. And then after my acne came back in 2022, I started documenting it as kind of like a video journal for myself. Up till now, I'm still running that account. So, and look at my skin now.
Yeah, no,
Clearly.
you are glowing. The skin is skinning. It looks so amazing. And watching your journey has been amazing. I know you obviously mentioned, like, as anyone can assume, that feeling of like having perfectly clear skin. I didn't go on Accutane. I've never been on Accutane, but I was on hormonal birth control for 2 years, and there was a great period when, like, obviously I'd still get some breakouts here and then, but for the most part my skin was like pretty clear. I'd get like the occasional hormonal breakout here and there. But after coming, which is kind of funny that it kind of aligns with your timeline. I find this so funny. But I came off the birth control January 2022, I believe. And literally 6 months later, like clockwork, my face like broke out. Insane. Like never before. Walk us through how you felt like in those moments, looking in the mirror after, as you mentioned, having that taste of like real, clear skin for a year.
Well, when my acne came back, it was very frustrating. I remember like being with my aunt at the time. We were like going road tripping through Puerto Rico, and that was when my acne was getting really bad. And I remember just going to Sephora like once a week trying to figure out a product that would help like slow down the progress, because it almost felt like it was just becoming out of control. And I hated it. I hated wearing makeup, and I hated how like I literally remember feeling like I looked like a Ferrero Rocher like little chocolate ball when I wore makeup, because like you know how they are just like they're perfectly brown, but all the texture from the hazelnuts are still showing. So I literally felt like that for a while. So I hated wearing makeup, but I also hated going out without makeup. I felt like really discouraged when a product wouldn't work for me. And it got to a point where I was overusing too many products, trying to get rid of it. I remember specifically thinking, because at the time I didn't know that much about acne, and how to treat it properly. So I remember thinking, oh, if I buy this acne scrub, I'll be able to scrub off all the texture. It'll like make my skin smooth. And like thinking back on it, I'm just like, that was horrible, because I ended up destroying my skin barrier. So I was using like a facial scrub, and on top of that, like a benzoyl peroxide wash, and on top of that, a salicylic acid spot treatment. And so it was just a like, because I was so desperate to get my acne under control, that's what it was. It was desperation. I felt desperate. I ended up just making things worse. And knowing that I was making things worse to the point where my skin couldn't even tolerate a gentle cleanser because it would burn, that was frustrating too. It was like, why do I feel like I'm doing everything that I need to do and nothing is working? In fact, it's making it worse. Like, it was very, discouraging, especially after having had clear skin for so long. I was like, why is this happening to me? I don't understand. Like, I thought I was good, and now I have to deal with all of this again. And you know, at the time I was also getting to know my current boyfriend, and he had met me when my skin was perfectly clear. And then he saw me when my skin was at its worst, you know, 6 months later, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm gonna lose this guy because he's a certain way." And now I look completely different. Like, I don't know if he's gonna react badly to my acne. I don't know what he's gonna think. He's probably not gonna want to talk to me anymore. And yeah, it was not a fun time. It really wasn't. So I definitely like identify with a lot of the people that I see online that are, you know, crying in frustration because of their acne. So
It's so frustrating, especially when you feel like you're doing all the right things. And it is that mentality of like, why me? And I think especially with social media and even like in real life, you know, you go around and you start to compare yourself to people who have never had to deal with acne their whole life. And you're like, well, why do I have to deal with it? And why, you know, so like it is a lot of that mentality. I do want to ask you about your situation with your relationship, because again, cannot believe these timelines. I had like the same thing happen. I met my now boyfriend when my skin was like perfectly clear, and then we started dating when my skin was literally at its worst. And the only thing I could think of is like, well, I look completely different. So how did he have any sort of reaction towards you? Is there anything that he did to make you feel better about your skin? Did it make you realize like, oh, maybe my skin doesn't really define my worth? What happened
Yeah.
there?
So luckily for me, he never made me feel bad about my skin whatsoever. He was actually super supportive and was even looking into resources to help me with my skin. So I remember telling him, like, feeling really insecure, and like I would always wear makeup around him, and he could tell because when he met me, I wouldn't wear makeup, and all of a sudden, makeup every day. So he tell he sensed that I was feeling insecure and kind of like embarrassed about my skin. And so he really didn't comment on it. I mean, he did say, like, hey, like, I noticed you're wearing makeup more often. Like, he would ask me how I was feeling. And he would come from a really good place of like wanting to help. And so he would send me YouTube videos of people talking about like different foods that can help with acne, because at the time he was eating keto, the keto diet, to lose weight. And he said that because he did keto, like, he had all these great benefits for his health. So he suggested that I should try it. And he started sending me more links of like different things that can help with acne. And he really kind of gave me the push that I needed to get to where I am today, honestly. And even when my acne was at its worst, he was so loving. Like, I thought he wouldn't want to kiss me on the cheeks anymore because I had so much texture. And, for me, I think it's probably not the most, I don't know, I don't want to say it's not sanitary, but, pimples are full of pus. Like, I thought he wouldn't want to be kissing, pus-filled skin. And I think he kissed my skin more when it had acne than when it was clear. Like, he was so adamant about showing me that, like, I shouldn't feel too bad about my skin. I shouldn't feel bad at all, that I was still, beautiful, that he still wanted to love on me. And I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I lucked out because there's so many people that would instantly drop someone because of skin.
Totally.
And I think it's so like superficial and shallow, but I think there's good in everything. And so if he would have dropped me, if he would have just ghosted me, then I know that that was not the right person. That person,
Exactly.
not meant for me, not meant to be in my life. Wouldn't want to be surrounded by someone that is gonna treat me differently because of something that I can't really control, So yeah, I feel like I really lucked out. And it sounds like you did too, since we have very similar situations.
Yeah, no, and I think what you mentioned there, I think there's so much good in everything. Everything's such a blessing in disguise. And yeah, I always mention to people, like when I was in the dating world, I remember I would like justify my acne to people. Like I'd literally on the first date, instead of focusing on like, okay, what about me that I want to share with this person? I'd be like, by the way, I just got off of birth control. This is why my skin's like this. Like, who cares? Like, why was I trying? Because I was afraid that that person would think of me differently. Now looking back though, I'm like, girl, you shouldn't have justified nothing because like that person will take the time to know your story and everything that comes with you, regardless of your skin. I think it is such a blessing in disguise. As you mentioned, like if someone really is honed in on the fact that you have acne, like probably just a good idea to cut contact there anyways. I do want to get into something with you because I've heard you mention this a couple times on social media, and I really agree with your standpoint. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've stated a couple times that acne is not normal, which a lot of times, with social media, and I think a lot of like what we do too is trying to normalize real skin, normalize acne. I completely understand what you mean by that statement, but can you explain it to the people listening?
I get a lot of heated comments whenever I say he's not normal. And I know that people say normalize acne, and I get it, because what they really mean is normalize it, like, acne is not this out of the world thing that people should be judging or like being disgusted by, because so many people go through it. So I get it. I get it what people mean when they say acne is normal or like normalize acne. But by like definition, I guess, I wish I had the definition of normal pulled up. But like acne is a condition that your body displays as a sign of something. And acne is just so complicated. But literally, if acne was a normal state in the human body, everyone would have it. Just like everyone has, you know, two arms, two legs, two ears, unless born differently, which is fine, you know, nothing wrong with that. But normally, people are born, you know, with two arms, two legs, two ears. So normal, if like acne was normal, then normally people would have acne and you would see on everyone. If anything, clear skin would be, you know, the thing that's different. And that's not really the case. A lot of I would say that clear skin is more common than acne, but acne by itself is super common. Like millions of people around the world deal with acne. And so my stance is that acne is not normal. Acne is your body's way of telling you that there's either a hormone imbalance, maybe you're not managing your stress as great as your body needs you to. So your body breaks out because of your stress. Maybe you're not sleeping enough, or maybe you're eating a food that your body doesn't vibe with. So you're breaking out from that. Like acne is a sign of something going on internally. And so therefore, I don't believe it's normal. But acne is super common. And because it's so common, I think people shouldn't have this like disgusted attitude towards it. Because it's really not that crazy of a thing. Like, it's not that out of the ordinary, especially for younger adults and teenagers. So, yeah, that's kind of my stance on it. But anytime I say it, someone comes at me with like the rudest comments. But, you
I
know,
bet.
yeah, that's just how I feel about it. And I haven't changed my stance on it because I don't feel like what I'm saying is wrong inherently. And yeah, I want to tell the world that like, hey, having acne is common, but it's not normal, and it's okay to want to treat it. It's okay to want to get rid of it. But just because it's not normal doesn't mean you have to feel bad either, you know? Because acne is so complicated that I feel like some people, they feel so bad about having it and they feel like disgusted at themselves. Because they can't control it. And you don't have to feel bad about it. Like everyone's bodies are unique. And so your body is just telling you something, and that's that, you know? Yeah. Hopefully I've clarified my stance on that a little
Yeah, no,
bit.
I think you delivered that perfectly. I completely agree with everything you said, honestly. And I think social media has kind of brought this up more. We try to categorize things as so positive or so negative. And I mean, I talk about, acne positivity, body positivity, and sometimes like I'll use those hashtags because that's what people categorize what I do on social media like under. But I've even made a whole podcast on like, I think the best way to approach things is more from a neutral standpoint. Like, I can't sit here and say, like, I love my acne with my whole heart. I hope it stays forever. If anything, like, I want this gone, but like, it's also not helpful in any way for me to sit here and bash my skin every day. So if I approach it from a neutral standpoint where, if I'm breaking out the day, not gonna let it affect me too much. If my skin is clear that day, I'm also not gonna let it, give me that extra high because then if my acne does come back, then I automatically will go back to a really, low place. So, I love how you talk about that. And I think it's so important to hear more of that perspective. And especially what you said about acne kind of signaling that something in your body's just not working, whether it's stress, sleep, diet. And I've always said my acne, I have acne so that like it's keeping me in check. It's keeping me
Literally.
to make sure I'm drinking enough water, get enough sleep, have a balanced diet. And have I perfected it? By no means. But, I'm working towards that. And I think it's a great motivator for like a healthier lifestyle. Because if I didn't have acne on my face predominantly, because I think that's so much where that beauty standard comes from. And it, I mean, it's uncomfortable having it on your face, talking, eating, all of that. playing with makeup, literally all of it. So I think if I didn't have that, I probably wouldn't be as driven to find those more healthy goal solutions for my body. So I think your perspective is on point. And speaking towards that, I want to get your thoughts on this because I think a lot of times with acne, we're, immediately driven, by derms or other people as well towards things like Accutane, antibiotics, topical treatments, skincare. But I think that's so much like half of the equation towards acne. And so many people don't actually look at like the deeper rooted solution. And as you mentioned with your story, like your acne came back after Accutane. I think that's so common for a lot of people. And as your derm mentioned, like I guess then 70% of people would have the chance of their acne coming back, right? I think a lot of people, when they see someone's acne, they immediately go, I mean, I get these comments on a daily basis, go on Accutane or like get a skincare routine, wash your face. Like clearly your skincare is not working. And I think skincare is honestly, in my head, I see it more as like maybe 20 to 30% of how your skin's actually going to look is coming from the products you're applying on it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think skincare is almost equivalent to like a supplement. So like, you know how like you'll have your food, you're gonna eat food every day, but you might take, a multivitamin, or you might supplement with vitamin D or whatever it is. The supplement, it's not something that's gonna, if you only eat the supplement every day, that's what's gonna keep you alive, you still have to eat. So I feel like because I'm so like diet driven, I definitely think skincare is more of like a supplement, but it's not gonna be the main thing that clears acne for a lot of people. For some people, they could be having acne because they're just using the skincare products that clog their pores. And once switch to a skincare routine that works for their skin, then they'll have perfect skin, and that's great. Their root cause of their acne wasn't internal, and that's beautiful. Love it. But for people whose root causes are internal, whether it's stress, sleep, gut health, diet, whatever, like skincare is only gonna do so much, because until you address that internal factor and until you figure it out, skincare is only gonna get you so far, but it's never gonna give you that perfectly clear skin that you're likely wanting. So that's why I'm like such a big advocate for diet and like finding a balanced diet that works for your body. And I feel like it's because this world is so skincare driven and dermatologists are so like eager to prescribe something to you, people often don't like they overlook the lifestyles. And so a lot of people just aren't even aware of it. Like, if it weren't for my acne coming back after Accutane, I probably wouldn't have the healthy lifestyle that I have now. Just like you said, like my acne, I'm so grateful for it because it's an external thing that's reminding me, like, hey, like my body's telling me, like, hey, Ruby, you're doing something that we don't really vibe with. Please, like, tone that down or add this or whatever, So, yeah, because everything is so skincare driven, people tend to overlook the lifestyle stuff. And I think partially people aren't willing to go through that journey, because if you're like me and you're not necessarily wealthy, it's gonna take some time. And a lot of people are impatient. I feel like nowadays everything is moving so quickly.
Instant results.
Instant results, overnight results. I mean, people, they expect a product to work for them within a week. And that's not realistic. Like, your body needs time to sit with a product, just like it needs time to adjust to a new diet. And so a lot of people, I feel like, in my opinion, they're not willing to go through the journey of figuring out which foods trigger their skin. Or figuring out like paying attention to their skin when they're in a really stressful situation, or like keeping track of their skin and their sleep schedule. Like, it's a lot of work. It's not easy, but because a lot of people aren't willing to go through that, they try to take the faster route by doing skincare or medications, and then they end up disappointed.
Right.
And it sucks. It sucks, but that's why I have my platform. I want to encourage people to explore lifestyle changes and really pay attention to what their body responds well to and what it doesn't. Because at least for me, now that I have figured out what my body likes and what it doesn't, and I mean, I still break out every now and then, but
Who
that's
doesn't?
like partially that's because I sometimes get a little bit too inconsistent with my stuff. And this breakout is a reminder of like, hey, Ruby, you need to tone it down on like the French fries and like the ice cream stuff. And that's fine, but I think at least a journey through diet and like experimenting with it is so not only eye-opening because you
Yeah.
learn more about your body, but also rewarding because it's so nice to feel like you finally have control of your skin. Like I'm at a point right now where I feel like I have control over my skin and I have a much healthier lifestyle. And so I'm like, there's so many other lifestyle changes or like, I don't want to say side effects. What's the word? Like so many other benefits, I guess, that I've experienced through this journey. So not only is my skin a lot clearer, but I have more energy, I sleep better, I feel happier in general, and just so many other things. And so I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, but I think, yeah, it's skincare at the end of the day, I feel like it's just a supplement if your skin is reacting to something internal. And it's so worth it to go through the long journey of figuring out what that internal thing is. Obviously, if you have like a naturopathic doctor or like you have access to getting blood tests and you have the funds for it, then that'll probably speed run you a little bit into your journey. But I didn't have that luxury, so it took me a while to figure it out, but it's been worth it. So yeah.
Totally. Totally. And I think too, like, even if, because you're in the States, right? Remember, okay, so I'm in Canada. So here, like, the healthcare is a bit different. But even when I did go to my doctor, coming off birth control, face full of acne, and I'm like, let's run some blood tests. And he's like, no, the only solution is Accutane. So it's like, even then, I feel like I was asking for those things, but acne is not really looked at as something by a lot of people, unless it is like a naturopath or something where they see that it's more of an internal cause. But I was like, maybe I'm allergic to something, like, who knows what it, and I was just kind of denied that. And this is one doctor, I'm not saying everyone's like this, but I think a lot of people are kind of faced with that, where they're not really given the solutions, or they're not even informed that it may be a more of a root cause rather than something where it's just like, Kate, take this medication and your acne will be gone. Which I think even that, it's a lot of like false hope. Because it only does work for some people in that way. And as you mentioned too, like, skincare causing someone to break out might only be the reason for one group of people. And I think you can always tell too in the type of acne. Like, my acne was like so deep and cystic that I'm like, this is not my skincare, because I can feel it under my skin. This is
Right.
definitely, it's literally coming from the inside out. So it's definitely something deeper rooted. But as you mentioned, it's definitely very difficult. I'm still like on this journey, trying to figure things out. I'm like still in my last semester of school, and I feel like until I'm done school, my stress levels are not gonna be like, level,
Yeah.
unfortunately. And I try to mitigate that as much as I can, but it's just the situation. But what are your tips to someone who is just starting off and is like, how do I even start by like tracking this stuff, like my sleep, my diet, like where do I start? What are your tips to someone in that position?
Well, it can be really overwhelming, and I get a lot of DMs of people asking the same thing, like what do I do? Where do I start? And acne is so complicated. Like I read research papers and it's just like the tiniest little things are intertwined and it can get really overwhelming. So I feel like the best place to start is with diet. And I say that because diet is not only going to affect like your skin, but it plays a role in your gut health. It plays a role in how well you sleep. It plays a role in like your energy levels, and it's you are what you eat. So I feel like starting with diet is the best way. And personally, I started with a ketogenic diet. So I pretty much cut out most carbs except like from fruit. And you know, that's one way to go. But for people starting out, I think it may be easier and a little less stressful to do a low glycemic diet. And this involves a little bit of, Googling, but pretty much starting a low glycemic diet and doing it for at least 2 months, I feel like is a great starting point. And when I tell people this, they're like, oh, like really, like would I have to do it for that long? Like 2 months, really? I can't just do it for like a week. And it's like, no, because if you think about it, your body is reacting to potentially multiple years worth of, inflammatory foods that you've been eating,
Right.
or your hormones aren't in balance or whatever. So if you're trying to address multiple years worth of stuff that your body has gone through, you're gonna need more than a week. Basically, you can't expect all of that inflammation and stuff to rebalance in such a short amount of time. So I say 2 months is like perfect. If they can go even longer, even better. But a low glycemic diet basically entails like it depends on you, like the viewers, you know yourselves the best. So if you can, if you feel comfortable fully eliminating things like processed grains, such as white bread, pasta, rice, and basically just getting a lot of your carbs from fruit and, maybe potatoes, and maybe certain types of rice. I specifically eat basmati rice because it's lower on
The
the glycemic.
best.
Yeah. So like if you just do your best to eliminate that as much as possible for 2 months, then that's ideal. But if you know that you're prone to, developing an eating disorder and you can't comfortably eliminate those things, then it's best to just avoid them or limit them and only eat those high glycemic foods, 20% of the time. If so, again, low glycemic foods, so like processed grains, rice, sugary foods especially. So I'm talking cake and cookies and pastries and processed crackers and snacks like that, and see how your body reacts. A lot of people also are concerned about dairy. So if you're able to do a low glycemic diet and a no dairy diet, and you can comfortably do it without developing an eating disorder or putting yourself in a really bad mindset or like state of mind, then that is even better. But if you can't quite completely eliminate dairy, then focus on just fermented dairy. So that would be things like Greek yogurt, kefir, some cheeses like Parmesan and mozzarella. Like, definitely eat those if you feel like you can't completely eliminate dairy. But at the end of the day, I think diet is a great place to start. So with your diet, just cut out what you can comfortably and do it for 2 months and see how your skin reacts. If you feel like your skin is calming down, you're breaking out less, then after those 2 months, slowly start re-implementing those foods and see which ones your skin reacts to the most. So a lot of people, for example, they will eliminate eggs. I eliminated eggs for 2 months, and once I re-implemented them, my skin had no change. It also, like, it was the same. So I know for me, eggs don't trigger my acne, but for a lot of people it does. And so something I did learn about myself is that rice, specifically medium grain rice, if I eat enough of it, it will break me out. But basmati rice never breaks me out. So
Interesting.
yeah, it's just playing around with diet and paying close attention to your skin. I highly recommend people take photos of their skin. I know it's like the last thing you want to do is be taking selfies with your acne, but I wish I would have taken more photos of my skin at the beginning of my journey, and I'm trying to continue taking more progress photos because oftentimes people feel like they're not making progress, but if you have a photo that you can refer back to and compare it to today, you'll actually be able to visually see like, oh, like my acne is actually kind of improving, or my acne isn't really changing. Maybe I need to switch it up, you know?
Totally.
So, yeah. And there have been people that tell me like, oh, like I tried diet and it didn't work for me. And I'm like, yeah, but did you try it for long enough? Because I think the thing is you need to do it for like at least 8 weeks. You need to give your body that time to readjust to the new diet and like
Totally.
eliminate whatever it needs to eliminate and have everything calm down. And yeah, that's just something that a lot of people aren't willing to go through. So worth it. Like I can't say it enough. It's so worth it to start with diet. And if diet really truly doesn't end up working for someone, the next thing would be, you know, pay attention to your stress. Does your skin get worse when you're like in a really stressful episode? And figuring out ways to better manage that stress. And diet, by the way, diet will help you be able to like not react so strongly.
Your
So
energy and all, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
that's why I say diet. Diet affects everything. And so if not, then your sleep, like try and sleep a full 8 hours for, you know, 2, 3 weeks and see how your skin reacts. Maybe it's your sleep, or maybe it's your gut health. Maybe you need to implement more probiotics and, you know, work on drinking or eating things that are going to help rebuild your gut lining and things like that. So it's a complicated process. There's a lot of ways to, but diet, I feel like, is the best place to start. I feel like that's the one thing that people are more likely to see a difference in their skin from than any of the other things.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and I mean it's not an easy. I'm still like in the journey of kind of figuring out okay, what things affect me. And I think some things like I'm really trying to figure out okay, what's more like a placebo like with dairy, it's always been interesting because I don't eat dairy consistently, but I'm like, is it just in my head or is it like actually what's impacting me? So I need to like definitely take more progress photos and focus more on that. But I think, I mean, even if someone were to, you know, take the topical or like the prescription route and take Accutane, like it's not like their acne is going to be clear the next day. Like that's still going to take time too. You have to let things run their course. And I just think, yeah, the patience thing is one, and then also just the thought of like, well, this might not work, right? So people aren't willing, like you mentioned, to go down that route. But I think in the long run, it'll be much better. And even if you do want to do like a combo of like kind of trying to find the root cause and then also going on Accutane because you don't want the scarring, and you know, like that's totally a fine option too. But I think, like you mentioned, if you take the prescription route, which is fine to do, you might just have to end up finding that root cause afterwards anyway. So maybe just tackle it kind of all at once. But I think a lot
Yeah.
of people don't want to admit like it's their diet and stuff. And I mean, it's hard for on social media and stuff too, because people just always assume the amount of comments that I've gotten being like, oh, like just cut drinking. And I'm like, I literally have not drank alcohol in a year and a half. So I don't, you know, but like people just make these assumptions. And like, I don't get me wrong, I have a major sweet tooth, but I'm also not out here like eating sugary foods like breakfast, lunch, dinner, right? And I think I love the 80-20 analogy because I think when we restrict ourselves to like, okay, I can never have this again, it only creates more stress and it only like makes your brain want it more in a sense. Whereas just like I think it's also hard to draw the lines of like, okay, what's considered moderation. But I think a great analogy is 80-20. So if like 80% of your diet is like, you know, what you should be focusing on, there's room in that 20% to also include things that are just for your enjoyment. Because I think food is like a huge enjoyment part, but also a huge like fuel part. And if you go too much on one way or another, that's when it kind of can get dangerous.
Right. 100% agreed.
So what has been the main things that you're doing now in terms of balancing like food, sleep, stress, skincare. So what's kind of the main things that you're focusing on right now?
Right now, I focus on, I mean, I feel like I've figured out a diet that works for me. So, I focus my best to eat that low glycemic, low dairy diet the majority of the week. And I usually reserve my non-acne friendly foods for the weekends. That has worked out really great for me. Some people will have to figure out what works really good for their skin, but I focus on that.
What's your like sleep and stress management kind of looking like these days?
So, yeah, I try to keep all of my non-acne friendly foods for the weekend. And in terms of stress management and sleep and things like that, I try to go to the gym at least 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I try my best to like get my body moving at least for, 3 times a week. And I'm also trying to run on Sundays. So any form of exercise is going to be really great for stress management. And I also, try to go on walks. I try to go on long walks with my dog whenever I can. Walking is a great stress reliever, especially if you go and you're not on your phone. Like just disconnecting from your phone for a little bit is really relieving, in my opinion. And just like spending time outside going on those walks. And then for sleep, I'm trying my best to stay on a schedule. So I'm always in bed by 10, and I try to be asleep by 10:30. And then I wake up between 7 and 7:30. So every day I have my sleep schedule, and I don't really stray from it unless I'm going out with friends. But I'm very strict about it, and everyone in my life knows that Ruby's bedtime, it's 10:30, and people will joke and be like, "Oh, Ruby, it's almost your bedtime." And I'll be like, "Yeah, it actually is."
I know. I get that all the time too, and it's like even because I told you like it was a stampede last week, so a lot of late nights just because the concerts are super late. One of my friends joked, they were like, "Oh, Lavinia's gonna miss the concert because she has to go to bed at 9." And I'm like, not going to bed at 9 tonight. But like during school and stuff, like yeah, I was always like checked out by like 9, 9:30, just because for me, like, and I think this is one of the biggest issues too, is a lot of people not only don't have the patience to like go down this path, but they also don't prioritize things like diet and sleep and stress management. Because I think so much of we're just like day-to-day, like going through the motions, day-to-day hustle. And the amount of people I know in my life who don't get enough sleep, and it's just like they're normal, and they're like, no, I'm used to running on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And I'm like, but your body would love if you got like a good 8, 9 hours, especially as women too. I think women need, it's like proven that women need like a couple more hours of sleep a night. So for me, now that I've had that consistent long hours of sleep, if I even get like 6.5, 7 hours of sleep, like I feel it the next day, like crazy.
No, literally. If I go to bed like at midnight or 1 a.m., I feel hungover the next day. It's
Oh
insane.
my gosh, me too. And no one's been able to understand this feeling I get because, again, like I haven't drank in over a year and a half now. But I swear, like when I stay up late, and I think it's just those hours too. It's not only like, because even if I sleep late in the next day, it's just going to bed past like 11. I swear, I feel hungover. I have a headache. I feel like my face is puffy. I just feel awful. And it's like, I think back and I'm like, those earlier years in university, was it the drinking that was causing me to feel that way the next day, or was it the lack of sleep? Probably a mix of both. But now when I do get that lack of sleep, I'm like, thank God I don't drink anymore because I could not handle the competition. Like the sleep deprivation is enough.
No, literally. And it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how different you feel just from sleeping at like 2 hours past your bedtime. Like,
Yeah,
it's
it
horrible. I
could.
hate
Yeah,
then the
me
whole
too.
it sets up my whole day where I'm
Awfully.
feeling like tired and like foggy. Like, my brain feels foggy. I hate it.
Exactly. That's the exact feeling. It feels like heavy. Like I wake up as if someone just like hit me with a truck and I'm like, oh, this is not fun. Well, to end off this episode, first of all, I love your journey. I love following it. I'll have all of Ruby's socials down below because you go into such depth with every product you review, with like literally everything. I always know to come to you because then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get like the full lowdown of whatever product or new diet you're trying out or whatever it is. But to end this on a really positive note, what is something that you love about your skin today?
I love that my new breakout on my forehead is not itchy and it's not pink. Love it. I
The
didn't
two
even.
worst things about acne,
The two worst things?
I would say the itchiness and the pain.
Other than the itchiness and the pain, I think the biggest struggle that I didn't even anticipate 2 years ago was getting rid of the marks. Like, it's
Yeah.
so, my skin feels so soft now, and I'm, it like
I
from far away,
know.
still have a bunch of acne. So getting rid of the marks, and I would say, what's another like annoying thing about having acne that's not itching or pain?
The unsolicited advice for
Oh
me, at
my
least, because
no,
people
seriously.
can. I literally, that's like one of my biggest pet peeves, especially with the scarring too, because the amount of people, like when my skin does clear up quite a bit, and people are like, "You still have so much acne." I'm like, "It's the scarring, it's the pigmentation." Like, my skin actually feels so good. But honestly, like, the scarring personally doesn't feel as bad for me because I can't feel it. And when I apply my makeup, like, yeah, like I have a lot of indentation and stuff, but all in all, like, I swear my mind just like disconnects a lot from it. So I don't mind, but it is still frustrating once you like clear it all up and then you're like, okay, now I'm left with like all this redness and stuff. But just part of the
Yeah.
journey. Just part of the journey.
Yeah, no, but I agree. Unsolicited advice. I still even get it today, and I don't even have a ton of active acne. So it's just, that's always going to be part of the journey. It's very annoying.
Absolutely. And when you're like opening yourself up on social media about your journey, like people are gonna weave in their opinions immediately. It's just part of it.
is. It's just part of the game.
Yeah, but I love what you're doing, everything you're doing. I'll have all your socials down below. To everyone watching and listening, check out Ruby. She's amazing. I'm so happy you had this chance to talk about all things acne. But yeah, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for getting loud with me, Ruby, in today's episode. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for viewing and seeing our faces. We do record this podcast visually on YouTube and then audio versions on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming services every Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. That is it. Remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Thank you for breaking down the walls of beauty standards with me, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.